paragraph Yudalid. Nimtzo she'ikar ner chanako kadei l'sakin es ho'emuna b'shleimus ha'idei b'chinas ruach nevua she'mekablim me'hatzadikim b'chol dor v'dor afilu ato gam ato. So we've been learning here that the essence of the Chanukah candles is to improve and perfect our emuna through Ruach Nevuah, which we receive from the tzaddikim in each and every single generation, including today, including now. V'ikruhu emuna hu lahamin b'chidish ha'olam. We know, Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likut Yomran, that one of the most important tenets of our faith is to believe in chidush ha'olam, to believe that the world was created from scratch, from nothing, from zero, 5,770 years ago, you know, based on today. Shezeh yefsher lohoven b'seichel b'shum oifen. This is something that the human mind can't possibly understand. We can't understand how it's possible from nothing to make something. Ki im be'emuna. The only way a person can digest that, can accept that, is with emuna, with faith. Kama shekosov shom ba'Torah, now, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Torah, in Tikutei Chocho. V'al kein hoye kol hoylam kulay tolui ad shishi b'sivan sheboi kiblu Yisrael es ha'Torah shehi klal hanavua shaydei zeh niskayim hoylam. And this is why the Gemara tells us that when Hashem first created the world was shaky. It was not established firmly until the sixth day. Which sixth day? The sixth day of Sivan, 2,500 years later almost, when Hashem gave the Torah. That's why it says by creation, Yom Echod, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Shlishi. Then it says Yom Hashishi, Vayichulash. That Yom Hashishi, the sixth day, refers to the sixth day when Hashem gave the Torah. Shehi klal hanavua, the Torah, which is a composite of all facets of prophecy. Shaydei zeh niskayim ha'olam. That's what established the world firmly and permanently. Hainu she'emunas chidish ha'olam hoyotolui ad kabolas ha'Torah, shibchines nevua. Meaning, our faith in the fact that the world was created brand new from scratch was not permanently established until the Torah was received, which is Nevuah. Ki ikar emunas chidish ha'olam hu al yedei Nevuah shehu bira hamedame. Because the main ability for a Jew to believe in chidish ha'olam properly is dependent on that Nevuah, that Ruach Nevuah, which is Birur Hamedame. Kamay shekosav sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran. V'zeh b'chinas ner Chanukah kanal. And that's what the Chanukah candles are all about, as we mentioned earlier. It represents that light of Nevuah that brings about Shleimus Su'emuna. V'al kein nikra Chanukah. And that's why this holiday is called Chanukah. Losh shehu loshen haschola v'hischatshus. The term Chanukah means a beginning. Chanukah tabayis is when a person moves into a new house. So Chanukah represents beginning, renewal. Hainu shaydei mitzvas ner Chanukah zoichen lahamin b'haschola v'eschachus arishon. That this holiday of Chanukah is to help a Jew regarding his relationship with the beginning. The beginning meaning when Hashem first created the world. Yesh me'ayin, chidush olam. Which means our ability to accept the fact that Hashem created the world something from total nothingness. That's the main faith that a Jew is zeicha to receive nourishment for through lighting the Chanukah candles. And that's why the term Chanukah is associated with Chanukah's Habayis. The Pasuk in Chumash says, Zois Chanukah's HaMizbe'ah. But we know it's called Chanukah's Habayis of the Beis HaMikdosh, which they celebrated at that time. Bechinas Beis de Bereshis. This goes back to the first letter in the Torah, that capital Beis that the Torah opens up with, which is Bayis. Ki ha'olam doime lebeis kamuva, because the Gemara tells us in the Sifrei Kabbalah that the world is shaped like the letter Beis. So again, when we talk about Chanukah being Chanukas Habayis, it's an injection of life into this Beis, into this Beis of Bereshis, which is the beginning of all beginnings, when Hashem created the world something from nothing. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned earlier, lahamin shehoilam shibchinas bayis hu mechudesh, for us to believe that the world, which is a bayis, it's our residence, that the world is brand new. Shezeu b'chinas beis de bereishis. That's what that oversized beis of the word bereishis emphasizes. B'chinas bereishis bor elokim es hashamayim es haaretz. The fact that the Torah starts off by saying, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. V'al kein ono mamshichem oleinu emuna zois al yidei oir haner shel mitzvah. And this is why we draw this faith in Chiddush Olam by lighting those Chanukah candles. Ki al yidei ze ono mamshichem oleinu he'oro me'oir hagonus. Because that's how we draw upon ourselves a light from the hidden light of Shiva Simei Bereshis, Shehoyo Ha'odom Tsoife Boi Mi Soifoi Lamat Soifoi, with which Odom Arishon was able to look from one end of the world to the other end of the world, Hainu Mi Kotzev At Kotzev, from one extreme to the other extreme, Hainu Shebo'or Hagonuz Hoyuchoylen Lehistakel Ulahasig Mi Kotzev Horishon At Kotzev Achroim, meaning with that hidden light, we are able to look at and to understand from the beginning, from the beginning of all beginnings, till the end, meaning till Chiddush Olam Losid, till the Chiddush Olam that's going to take place at the end of time, when Hashem is going to renew the world again. Ki ho boho talya, because the Chiddush Olam of the future is dependent on our faith in the Chiddush Olam in the beginning. Kemavor batoyra, now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Ach Hashem Yisporach, ro'o she'ein ho'ilam kedai l'shtamesh boi. However, the Torah tells us that Hashem saw that the world was unworthy of being able to use that light that Hashem put into the world at the beginning of creation. Omad ugnozoi letzadikim losed lovoi, and therefore Hashem hid it for tzadikim in the future. Ki ro shehorishoim b'maseihem horoim yekalkalu chas shalom gam zeho ervadas. Hashem saw that the rishoim, with their evil and their wicked deeds, will mess up even this incredible high level light and das. And they'll bring things to such a state where it'll be impossible to fix, irreparable damage. Al kein omad ugnozoi letzadikim. Therefore Hashem removed that light and he hid it away for tzadikim. She'ein mi sheyasig mizeh ho'or hagonuz kim hatzadikim shemekablim ruach kotsha mishom. Whereby there is nobody who is able to draw on that light of Shiva Simei Bereshis other than tzaddikim who receive their Ruach HaKodesh from there. V'heim me'irim b'chol ho'ilom oyer ho'emunah, and they transmit and broadcast to the entire world the light of Emunah. Lahamin b'chiddush ho'ilom b'emunah levad, for us to believe in this concept of chiddush ho'ilom with emuna alone. Ki achshav shenignas ho'er, yefshe lahasig chiddush olam b'das. Because once Hashem put the light away, a Jew can't understand chiddush olam anymore. Ki im b'emuna levad, we can only accept it on faith alone. Shemekabla me'at tzadikim, which we receive from the tzadikim, shezoichem linoik me'or agonos mishivasim ebreishes, who are zoiched to draw from that light of shivasim ebreishes. Meaning that it's not only reserved for them for the future, But even today, while they're physically living in this world, the tzaddikim azecha to tap into that light and to be able to draw some of their ruach hakodesh from there. V'al kein, and it's for this reason that hamaymor harishoin beizgalia hoya vayomer lekim yehi oyer, that the first revealed statement of creation that Hashem made 10 statements of creation. Statement number one is called Maimar Sosum, the hidden statement, Bereshis. After that, statement number two is the first revealed Maimar, where it says, Hashem said, let there be light. Ki koidem lazeh loinizkar vayoymer. Because in the previous statement, it doesn't say vayoymer, it doesn't say Hashem said. Ki Bereshis hu Maimar Sosum, because Bereshis is referred to as Maimar Sosum, a hidden statement. Ki Haschola Bereshis Habriya hu Sosum v'ne'elam oid, because the beginning of creation is something that's very hidden. V'al kein ne'emar tekef acha Bereshis v'olkem es Hashemem es'oretz, therefore, right after the first pasuk tells us that Hashem created heaven and earth. It says that the world was full of every kind of darkness that you could possibly think of. Toyu voyu choshech, kios tekef achar abriya hoyo hachoshech shekisa pnei tohim. Because immediately after creation is when that major darkness took effect that covered the tohim. Shenimshach mehalomas hayedia. That darkness came about as a result of Hashem hiding the light, Hashem removing our ability to understand. Shenisalim oyer hayedia leida hascholas v'chidush olam, whereby our ability to understand how the world began was taken away, was eliminated. Ki hayedia vehedar hayedia hem bechinas oyer v'choshech, because the ability to understand versus the inability to understand is like light versus darkness. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ki yesh yisroin lahachochma me'aksilus ki yisroin ho'or menachoshech, that the difference between intelligence and lack of intelligence is like the difference between light and darkness. Ach tekef, however, immediately after that darkness, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim yor vayor." Hashem said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Haynu sheheir Hashem yisporach ho'or bo'olam. Hashem shined that a light into the world, shehu oyer hagonus hanal, which is some of that hidden light. Which is what enabled Odom Arishan to be able to see from one end of the world to the other. From beginning to end. Meaning that Odom Arishan was able to understand the beginning of creation, the something from nothing in the beginning, through the Chiddush Olam of the future. Adam Rishon was able to understand all of that and see all of that. However, Hashem realized that the world is not worthy of being able to use that light. Omad v'gonzoi latzadikim. And therefore, Hashem went ahead and reserved it for tzadikim in the future. V'al kein achshov iefshaliroi sulahasig bedas chiddush olam, and this is why now it's impossible for us to be able to understand chiddush olam kiim al yedei emuna shemekabla miatzadikim, other than through the faith which we receive from the tzadikim sheyoin kemei or hagonus, those tzadikim who draw from that or hagonus. And we're zoicha to this through that special light of Chanukah. Kimishom onomadlikim aner Chanukah, because the light, the Hanukkah candles that we light, are plugged in over there. Mibchinas oyer hagonuz letzadikim anal. From that light that's been hidden away and reserved for tzadikim. Shaydeze zoichin leemuna bechidush olam. That's what enables us to be zoicha to have faith in chidush olam. Vaydeze nizke lechidush olam shelosid. And by believing in chidush olam of the beginning, that's what helps us be zoicha to the chidush olam of the future. As Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran, and just as we learned that with that Oyer Hagonus, when that was around in the world, Adam Rishon was able to see from beginning to end, he was able to understand from the Chiddush Olam of creation to the Chiddush Olam of the future, kemoi kein onu zoichem ato leida zois al yidei hoemuna shleima shana mekabla mishom. So to we today are zoichet to understand on a certain level through our faith which we receive from the tzaddikim, and that's through the emuna shleima sheze bechinas ner Chanukah. That's what the Chanukah candles are about. V'alkein madlikin ner Chanukah shmoina yomim, and this is why we light the Chanukah candles for 8 days, lohoyrois, to show she'anu zeichin le'munas chidush olam shenivra b'shivas yimei bereishis she'u chidush olam shetchilas habriya, to show that we are zeichet to believe in the chidush olam of this world, which was created in 7 days. And we are so strong in our faith in Chiddush Olam, ad shenizkeh l'chiddush olam shelosin, that in that zechus we will be zeiche to the Chiddush Olam of the future, shehu bechinas yoim hashmini kyodua, which is referred to always as the eighth day. The number 7 represents the physical world. When we talk about the number 8, we're going up to Olam Haba, Bina, Chiddush Olam. We're going up to the next world. V'zeo b'chinas shmoinas yimei Chanukah shmadlik. This is the concept of the 8 days of Chanukah. Shemadlikin u'mamshichim ho'or anal mikotze v'ad kotze. We turn on and we draw this light that goes from one end to the other end. From the beginning of creation via the 7 days of this world, and takes us to the next step, takes us into the next world, to the Chiddush Olam of the future. Lahamin b'chiddush olam shel klal habriya, where by lighting the Chanukah candles, it strengthens us in believing in the Chiddush Olam of the creation, shekolol b'shivas yomim, which was included in 7 days, shivas yimei abinyan, b'china shivas yimei bereishis, ad sheniskal yidei zeh l'chiddush olam shel osid. And through our faith, through our proper faith, and whatever understanding we can possibly have in the Chiddush Olam of the past, through that we will be zeicha to the Chiddush Olam of the future. Shubachinas Yoyim Hashmini, which is referred to as the eighth day. Ukeniskalel, as we mentioned earlier. Ki Yoyim Hashmini hu bebechinas bina kiyodua, because the eighth day represents the sphere of Bina. When you start from the ground and you work your way up, Malchus is 1, Yesoid is 2, Hoid is 3, Netzach is 4, Tiferes is 5, Gevura is 6, Chesed is 7, Bina is 8, number 8. Ubina hi bechinas almadosi kiyadua. And Bina is always referred to as the world to come, the next world. Hainu kenizkar le'el, as we explained above, that by being zoichet to proper emuna in the Chiddush Olam of the beginning of creation, through that we're zoichet to the Chiddush Olam of the future. And that spans 8 levels. That's why we're lighting these 8 Chanukah candles, to be zoichet to renew, rejuvenate our emuna and our ability to realize the Chiddush Olam of the past, of the beginning of creation, and thereby that should take us to the Chiddush Olam of the future.